for sure. The Just Plain Breakfast.
Hello, Pete Richards.
Good day, Mr. Richards.
Yes?
Hi there, my name is Mr. Alberts. I'm phoning from the British Home Office.
Hello, Mr. Alberts. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Yeah, what can I do to help?
Mr. Richards, the list of potential trouble causes from the World or for the World Cup in South Africa has been released today.
Okay.
And we have managed to track down those people that have bought tickets for the World Cup in South Africa.
Yeah, I've got a ticket.
Yes, I know. So you're on the list of people that have bought tickets from England.
Yeah.
You are a member of the Millwall Supporters Club, right?
I am, yes.
Okay, sir. I'm phoning to inform you that because your name appears on the list of 3,200 hooligans who are being banned from traveling to South Africa, we are offering you an option to get a refund on your ticket at full price.
Hang on, what list?
Sir, 3,000...
What list?
Sir, I'm trying to tell you. 3,200 names have been submitted to us to have banned from traveling to South Africa for the World Cup.
Well, there must be some mistake. I can't be on that list. I've never been in trouble.
Are you not a member of the Millwall Supporters Club?
I am, yes, but that doesn't make me a bloody hooligan.
Well, that goes without saying, sir.
Just because it's Millwall doesn't mean we're all bad.
Well, sir, Millwall does have a reputation.
We're a top football club. We're a top football club. I've never been in trouble. You want to check those police records. This is an absolute disgrace.
Sir, you're hardly a top football club.
We are a sensational football club. We've beaten the likes of Scunthorpe and Brighton recently. That's not the point. What list? Why is my name on a bloody list?
Sir, your reaction to me here is a case in point.
Okay.
You have just flown off the handle for no
reason
at all.
It's a bit of a shock. I'm terribly sorry. I've spent a lot of money. I'm really looking forward to following England and watching England lift the World Cup in July. And I'm just a bit surprised that my name is on a list of football hooligans.
Well, sir, you will be able to watch England play.
I'm not watching it on telly.
On television, yes, sir.
I'm not watching it on telly. I'm going to South Africa.
Sir, you will be prevented from boarding.
Prove to me that I'm a hooligan.
Your name is on the list, sir. The list.
What list? What's your name? What football matches have you been to? What do you know about football?
Albert, sir, and I go and watch
Mr.
Arsenal
Albert,
and Chelsea.
You sound French.
I beg your pardon, sir.
I'm sorry. I'm just a little upset. I'm just
sir,
a little upset.
Do you?
You know, I've been looking forward to this since we qualified.
Sir, surely you can appreciate the fact that you've flown off the handle with no provocation whatsoever.
No provocation. You're calling me a hooligan.
There you go again, sir.
I am not. I'll say it calmly. Shall I say it one more time? Just a few little words. I am not a hooligan.
Can I say it one more time, sir? Your name is on the list as
a
hooligan.
Well, bloody check the bloody list. It can't be. Can't be on.
Sir, if you claim you're not a hooligan, can you hold on for me, please?
I can. What was that? What on earth was that bloody noise? I'm going deaf now. You're trying to deafen me.
There we go again, sir. You see, I've blown one vuvuzela in your ear, and there's going to be 40,000 in the stadium. If you react this way on the phone, imagine what dangers you pose in South Africa.
A vuvu what?
A vuvuzela, sir. It's a...
What on earth? It's a vuvuzela. And if you blow it in my ear that close, of course I'm going to go off the handle.
It's a straight horned instrument, sir.
You can shove your straight horn right up your ass.
Paul.
Firstly.
Paul, please calm down.
Paul, my name's Pete. It's Pete Richards.
I beg your pardon?
My name is Pete Richards. Pete. P-E-T-E. Pete.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're looking for Paul Richards. Sincere apologies.
You're looking for Paul? My name's Pete. Leave me alone. What on earth are you going on? Typical Home Office. The official 2010 Breakfast Show.